Hello.
Hello, my name is Maya. We turn your car back for customer support. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, what?
Sir, did you happen to call customer support?
Customer service, where? I'm sorry.
With third party call center that deals with different vendors.
I called customer service for a charge on my card that doesn't belong there. I called the company that it showed it went through to.
Yes, sir, that is us. Sir, I can please start by asking for your zip code.
Huh? Discount. I'm sorry. I don't know if you're bringing up the word. I'm not understanding about half of what you're saying.
Sir, can I please start off with your zip code?
Oh, my zip code is 62535.
Okay. And can I have a first and last name, sir?
Is what?
Can I have a first and last name?
My first name is James. My last name is Kampfmeyer, Hampsmire.
Okay. Okay, sir. I do see an account mentioning that name. Can you please verify the home address?
My home address is 387 Valerian, Valerian Drive, Forsyth, Illinois, 62535.
Okay. Give me one second while that account loads, sir.
Yeah, because I've had my card shows $39.99 charged to my account for something that I didn't buy, because I've never been on your website until I found the number there to call to try to straighten this out.
Okay.
Some of the magical electronics or something like that. I don't know what the heck. But it came out yesterday during the day, and I sure couldn't have been doing that because I was installing a pool at my sister's house all day yesterday. I wasn't anywhere shopping. Not
Yeah.
online or anything else. But
Yes,
I
I do
tried to,
see.
I'm sorry, they had tried to take it out like a week ago and it was a voided deal. And I called my credit card company and I said, yes, it's been voided. And it says, I don't know why, because you had your money in there and everything. I said, well, I got a feeling it's a scam type thing or something. So that's why I called you guys directly instead of that. And he said, well, here's the number of the company. And so that's when I called you guys. First called you guys on Sunday, but nobody ever got back to me. And then I tried calling it again this morning, and they said a 2 minute wait, and this that was an hour ago. And but you're calling me back, so that's cool.
Yes, sir. So I do see where you did pay shipping and handling for a foot massager, and that was shipped out to you May the 9th of 2022. And also, I do see an additional charge of $39.99. It does look like you were signed up for our factory direct store as a welcoming gift, which you will receive a $125 gift card voucher sent to your email.
What's the $39.99 for?
A gift card voucher, which will be $125 sent to your email. But if you would like to cancel, you could have called in to cancel.
Yeah, 'cause I mean, I don't like support price charges showing up on my credit card, and it's a debit card too, so I use it every day. And I didn't know this was coming or anything, and it just popped up there. And I went, "What the hell is this $39.99 coming in on a Sunday?"
Yes, sir. But that's what that charge was from, sir.
What's that, hon?
I said, that's what they charged was for them, sir.
Oh, that $39.99 was for a gift card thingy? Okay. Whatever.
Yes.
Nah, I don't need that.
Okay. So, sir, your account is canceled, so you won't receive any further payment.
Okay.
Okay, so your account is canceled. That's how I do today.
All right.
All right, sir. Thanks for calling Customer Support. Have a nice day.
All right. Thank you.